2015, the year of visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations of the power of God. It's the year of the open door. This is the award-winning podcast from a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.org for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. While you're there, consider becoming a partner with us by clicking on the partnership section. Be a part of something big. Make an eternal difference today as you, together with us, bring the message of faith to the world. Together, we can do far more than any of us could ever do alone. And lastly, get on our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. This ministry is a nonprofit 501c3 corporation, and your giving is tax deductible. And now, let's join the host of this Godcast, Frank Sasso.
Keith.
Yeah, Frank.
Here we are again.
I know.
In the cow field, as you can plainly hear.
Again.
I have to tell you where we are.
We're here in the wilderness.
6:30 in the morning. In the wilderness.
So quiet.
Conveniently enough, they've given us a concrete path to the cow field. The sacred cow. I'm getting a little loud now. I'm going to wake them up.
There's dew on the concrete.
We are here again to tip some sacred cows. So this is Sacred Cow Tipping Part 2.
Sacred Cow Tipping!
It's like French.
Is it de or do?
French for two.
It is de.
I think it's de.
De. I like a language you can just make sounds.
It's like D-E-A-U-X. It's one of those funny...
D-U-E-X, I think
it's one of those funny ones. It's got like an X on the end, but it's...
But you don't pronounce it.
It's not pronounced.
Yeah. Okay. Well, why is it we just start tipping them now? Or should we go back, gather our things?
You gotta get to them before other people come and they'll all be tipped.
Before other people come.
That's why we're... That's why we're here early.
Right. I thought we're here early because they're sleeping, not to beat the crowd into tipping sacred cows. But whatever. Well, I said we go back to your car, we gather our topics, and then we bring them back here to tip these cows. All right, let's go.
Sounds good.
Here we go again. Oh. Well, this walking is making me tired already.
It's a big field.
This is a big field. Thank God for concrete. Thank you, Lord.
Big concrete jungle. Here.
Okay. Oh, we're back in the car. Let's get in the car. Wait, why are the three doors?
Alright.
Okay, we're back in the car. We're at a safe distance from the sacred cows who are sleeping currently. So I say we get right into it. Well, first, let's welcome everybody. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome. Here with Keith Axum once again.
Glad you guys are here.
We are tipping sacred cows again because we've discovered a few more of them out there that we didn't see last time, back in February of 2015.
And they all need to be tipped.
They need to be tipped, and somebody's got to do this filthy, dirty work.
These cows are going down. They're going down. Going over, down. They're hitting the ground. We're not
what
standing.
What are you rapping now?
We're not standing for it. We're over.
All right. We're going to jump right into it.
Let's do it.
The first one. Sacred cow. Number one. Here we go. You have to pick up your cross and follow Christ. Now, listen. I'm all for that. I'm all for carrying my cross and following Christ. But a lot of people think that means you got to suffer. You got to, this is your
basically
lot
gotta
in life.
You got to do what Jesus did.
Yeah, you got to do what he did and suffer and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And that's not what he meant when he said that.
You need to get beaten, whipped, flagellated.
Lose everything.
Yeah.
What was that last one?
Flagellated.
Flagellated?
It's like getting whipped. Flagellation. All right. Flagellation.
It's way too close to flatulence. That's why my antenna went up. Anyway, so.
Yeah, but people think they have to do that as Jesus suffered, so I must be like him. So I need to suffer too. But
right.
Did anyone ever think that Jesus did it all so that we don't have to?
He took
it all upon himself. He took all the sin in the world.
People don't think like that. A lot of
what
people,
are you going to suffer for?
A lot of people don't think that way. They think, well, I got to, you know, he's my example, so I got to suffer now too.
Yeah, but what are you suffering for then? What that comes back to is self-righteousness.
Right.
In the end.
It comes back to what I got to do.
You got to do it. It's what Jesus did plus what you do. So
yeah.
As he went to the cross, you know, you went to the cross.
And people are saying right now, okay, well, what does that mean then? What does that mean? What is that sacred cow all about? Here's what it's all about. He was just saying, hey, you know what? When I picked up my cross, that wasn't easy for him to do that, to go through that.
If it was easy,
he would have just scuttled right up that hill. It would have been done.
You got a word on that recently, right?
The Lord gave me a word on that. He said, I was just giving people a challenge. I'm like, really? I said, entire doctrines have been formed out of that line. You pick up his challenge to follow him, just like he challenged the rich young ruler. The rich young ruler misinterpreted what he said, or he assumed what he meant, and it wasn't what he meant about selling all your stuff. And he walked away very sad. Jesus didn't run after him.
Mm.
He didn't run after him at all.
No, he didn't.
But he was offering him the opportunity of a lifetime, the rich young ruler.
He was.
The guy blew it. You know, whatever. He's offering you the opportunity of a lifetime. Pick up your cross and follow him. Meaning, it's not going to always be easy, and there'll be some struggles in the sense of maybe having patience. Maybe like waiting something out.
Yeah.
That's all part of carrying a cross. That's all part of a challenge to lead a godly life.
Walking through tribulation, knowing that you're coming to victory.
Exactly. And you'll have help along the way. Simon of Cyrene helped Jesus along the way. So you'll have support.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So that's all that means. Stop blowing that out of proportion.
I always thought it was just pick up the entirety of the cross. The cross, to me, means victory. So you walk in victory. We're always being brought to a place of victory anyway. When I look at the Word, I always look at how God blesses us through the Word. And the Word's not condemning. The Word's uplifting. So when we read the Word, if you're feeling condemned, you're getting into self-righteousness someplace, and you're probably putting something on yourself that the Lord didn't mean to put there.
Exactly. You want to get one side here, and I'll get the other, and I'll push?
Sure.
All right, we'll just get on one side. Let's quickly get back over there. Hang on one second.
Okay.
Oh, you, there you go. Okay. So I'm outside now. Okay, let's just quick go over here. Over here.
Oh, there's one.
Oh, his eyes. Look at his eyes. They're halfway open. Okay. You get that side. I'll get this side. Ready?
We get the
and
tip
push. Here we go.
Here we go.
He went down.
He was heavy.
Wow. I'm always amazed at how heavy they are. They don't look that heavy. I mean, they look, they're big, but they don't actually look as heavy as they are.
That was heavy. I think I almost pulled a muscle in that.
I almost sweat. It was almost a bead of sweat coming down my forehead.
He's leaving an impression, that's for sure.
Oh, hey, there's one over there. What is that? What is that sacred cow over there?
Oh, what is that one?
Oh.
It's God works
I can't make it out.
In mysterious ways.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah. Oh,
that sucker definitely needs to go down.
Yeah, because everything...
Before we tip him, let's discuss what that's all about.
Because everything that God does is... Just as the heavens are higher above the earth, so God's thoughts are above ours, right? So everything that God does has got to be mysterious, and it's got to be something that we can't figure out. It's nothing that he's kind of like already laid out in his word. I mean, the way that God does things at times, he does things in different ways, maybe some that are unanticipated, but that everything that happens is a mystery, and ooh, you never know what God is going to do, and that kind of thing. That's just off. That's just bad doctrine.
Mm.
Because I had said we know that God is always bringing us to a place of victory. We know that God's plan for you is salvation, it's prosperity, it's healing, it's deliverance, it's soundness. Now, the particular ways that that happens, it can happen in all different kinds of ways. I mean, you can get blessed financially, you can get blessed through a raise, you can get blessed through a check in the mail, you could have money come into your bank account, you have no idea where it came from, and it's valid. Right. You could see $100 on the ground, as you've seen a bunch of times. You saw $100 coming up through the coffee cup. So there's a lot of different ways that
God can... You've had checks in the mail yourself.
I've had checks in the mail myself. There's a lot of different ways that God can bless you, and we can't lock them into any one thing and say, well, it's got to be this way. You know,
right.
It's got to be through a razor. It's got to be that way. He can bless you in a lot of different ways, but this whole thing that everything that God does is a mystery. It's just off.
See,
it's
like, you know,
this one is sick, that one's not. Well, God desired that one to be sick because, you know.
Yeah, but what makes that almost believable is that there is some truth to that, but it's twisted.
Mm.
Yeah, God works in mysterious ways in the sense that whatever process he wants to use to bring forth his word,
right.
Yeah, whatever, you know, like a check in the mail or a coffee
right,
cup, whatever.
Right, right.
But yeah, that's mysterious. His overall will is not mysterious.
Right. No.
Mm.
No, the particular action might be like, hey, that's pretty cool, the way I got blessed there. And we can't put God in a box and say, well, he's going to do this, he's going to do that. Absolutely not, because God is going to do what he's going to do. But we know that we are blessed, and we know that regardless of whether we see it or what our carnal senses tell us, that we are blessed, and that is being worked out. And for us, it's walking through that and confessing it, walking in our righteousness and taking it and accepting what God has already done. How it happens,
yeah.
I think God has some fun with that. It's like, I'm going to bless him this way. I'm going to have somebody pull up in a car and walk up and say, hey, are you Keith Axum? Are you Frank Sessa? Here, God told me to give you this. And then just disappear. And that would be like, that was so cool. Who figured that one?
I'm going to take that to another level. We are already blessed. So we
yes.
carry the blessing. God doesn't bless us. He's already blessed
He's
us.
He's already blessed us.
He's blessed us. He can't bless us
that's
anymore than
deal.
He already has.
That's a done deal.
That's another. Actually, I think that's the cow standing right next to him. He's trying to hide. Look at him. He's trying to hide. We're gonna dump.
I think he saw us. We got loud.
Oh crap!
We woke him up. Look, he's trying to get away.
Look at him. Look at him walking. Oh, he's not. You know what? We'll catch up to him. We'll catch up to him in a minute. But that's another cow right there. That God will bless me. God's already blessed you if you're the righteousness of God.
God is, it's a done deal. It's a finished work.
So when someone hands finished. You money, that's not you getting blessed. That's a result of being blessed.
That's a result of the blessing.
It's like a little modification there in our thinking. That comes with renewing your mind.
That's right. And the blessing is always in operation.
Whether you, Amen.
Whether you see it or not.
It's an always, operation.
It's an operation.
But is it active?
That's where it's up to us.
Well, that's the thing. It's in operation, like the electricity in my wires in my house. It's always in operation.
Right.
But I can determine what gets lit and what doesn't get lit, or
right.
what right, with electricity, by, through a switch.
You can flip it on.
Or flip it off. You
Absolutely.
May not even know where the switch is, and it'll always remain off, but yet the electricity is still in operation. You're still paying that bill every month.
Yep.
For the most part.
So for us, it's just walking out what has been done.
Right.
That's,
believing his word.
That's the Christian life.
That's it. And that's how you activate the blessing of someone coming to your car, handing you $100, someone walking in divine health. You know, what's really funny, my wife, Christina, whom you know,
mm-hmm.
you're aware of her.
I've seen her.
Seen
her around a couple times. Yeah.
She's 55 years old, right?
Uh-huh.
Everybody that we know, when they find out her age, they never, ever believe it. Because she doesn't look 55, she doesn't act 55, whatever 55 is supposed to act like. But
right.
so many people, 25, 30 years old, she runs circles around them.
Mm.
That's part of the blessing.
Yeah.
That's part of the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
What is that buzzing? Well, are these cows tagged or something? What is that? Very high-tech area.
I think the cows get a little alert that they're about to be tipped.
Let's get them now.
Start.
I'll get this one. You get that. I'll get the one that about the blessing. You get that other one.
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go. You gotta wait.
Grab him. Lasso.
I love when they land.
That's such an interesting sound.
Like thump. Boom.
Thump.
That never gets old. All right, I got one. Sacred cow. Here we go. Number 4 or 3, whatever
it is. I think I see him.
If you're keeping track of these sacred cows, email us how many we've tipped, because I've already lost count. I think we're up to 3, I think. But we might be on 4.
There's a few others over there. There's a few hiding over there.
Well, yeah, this is weird. This cow actually has printed on him what the sacred cow belief is.
Hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't they all have that?
I think they do.
Am I just noticing it?
I wasn't going to say anything.
Sorry.
Yeah, they're kind of labeled. They're pre-labeled.
This one says, God helps those who help themselves.
Mm.
That is so anti-gospel. Mm. If I could help myself, I wouldn't need God.
Yeah.
Here's what would make that statement better. Jesus saves those who die to themselves. How's that? Because that's right up there with carrying the cross. Matthew 16:24. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross and follow me.
And even that term, dying to yourself, sounds kind of like, ugh. But basically, it's just giving God his due, because he did everything, right?
Yeah.
He did everything. We didn't.
We didn't do a thing.
For us, it's just being engaged, being partners with God and what he wants us to do.
Amen.
Like, you think dying to yourself, and it gets all... That can almost get into like self-righteousness. Well, I haven't died to myself yet. I need to die to myself. Darn it, I gotta work harder dying to myself.
Oh yeah, you gotta try dying to yourself.
And you gotta try, and then now you gotta push through that. That used to be a big one in a church I used to go to. Mm. You know, it was a way to greet people. Hey, how you doing? Have you died to yourself yet?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That would be part of the greeting?
It was just,
hey, how you
just
doing? Have you died to yourself?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, okay. How many people have said, oh, I'm working on it, not this week?
Yeah, and it got to, not yet.
Not yet.
But there again, until you've died to yourself, you know, you're not going to do anything.
Mm.
Yeah, helping yourself. Helping yourself is confessing God's word over yourself.
Truly,
you're really prophesying to yourself.
Yeah, well, the one thing that we didn't do anything for our salvation, anything else. The only thing we did was we made a verbal declaration that we believed in our heart that Jesus is Lord, and that activated and that brought us into the kingdom.
That's right.
It's the only thing we did. We received it.
Yeah.
For a gift to be a gift, it has to be received.
Yeah.
By somebody, right?
Received. Taken.
All we did was take it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Receive and take are synonymous. But, like, you think of it, like, if you're walking through ShopRite and there's an open cash drawer and you look around and think, hey, God helps those who help themselves, so I'm going to grab this money and I tail it out of here because, hey, there was an opportunity there and presented itself to me, and so I helped myself. Right. Yeah, I stole. So, I mean, you can take that to a whole, there's a million different ways. Yeah.
You can say that about stealing, about
that basically
lying,
means just
raping, about anything.
Tromp on anything or anybody and just...
Yeah, helping myself.
Yeah, I'm helping myself.
And God's not going to be a part of that.
Absolutely
nonsense.
Not. No. It's just silly. It's ridiculous.
This one doesn't seem... I could probably get this one myself. Hang on a second. Take a sip of your coffee. I'm going to go get this one myself.
Okay.
God helps those who help themselves. Say, we go.
Okay.
Hey, come here. That's all he is. It's always heavier than I think.
Did you pull a muscle on that one? Or?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm not pulling a muscle. How dare you? All right.
Look.
Your turn. Let's look around here. What do we got?
How's this one?
Like, I didn't even see
God holds your sin against you.
Wait a minute. What does it say?
God holds your sin against you.
Oh, no.
So let's say you were doing okay.
Yeah.
Right? You were praying, you were reading, you were walking what people would consider to be through the Christian life. You were doing well. You hadn't lied. You know, you hadn't whatever. And then you had a couple bad days, bad thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do your devotions, whatever. You're not going to be blessed this week. God's not going to bless you because of your sin. Because you sin,
so
and God can't condone that. He
right.
can't. So he's going to hold against you. He's not going to hang with you. He's not going to fellowship. And he's not going to bless you because you did not do the right things. So
that is crazy when you know God.
That's totally crazy.
That's a crazy
when
statement.
You know God. It comes back to what we think we need to do to add to what Jesus has done.
Right, exactly.
Well, God wants to hang out with you, absolutely. Well, you know, if you don't have devotions in the morning, yeah, you'll miss God. God will miss you.
Yeah.
Because it's all about fellowship. It's about enjoying Him. And if we don't fellowship with Him, we don't read the Word.
Yeah.
I mean, we start to lose that relationship.
If you're a born-again believer in Christ, then He's not holding sin against you because Jesus had it.
That's right. He did the whole thing in its entirety. So there's nothing we can do to add to it or take from
it. That's
it. Including our quote-unquote good works.
If He's holding sin against you, why would He have sent Jesus then? That's double-minded.
Well, that's right.
That would make God unstable in all His ways.
And He's not.
I don't like this cow at all. And no wonder it's so big. Look how huge he is. I miss him. Standing right next to him, apparently.
I heard a line, I forget who it was, that if God judges America, then He's going to have to apologize to Jesus. Or if God judges anybody based on their sin, He's going to have to apologize to Jesus because of what Jesus
That's
did.
That's one big I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like, you're not kidding.
Like Jesus saying, gee, thanks, Dad.
And again, yeah, again, it just, this all comes back to religious tradition. It's what people have been taught. It's what's been prevalent through the church for years and just passed down through generations. That is not God's heart. People think about their own righteousness. I can't sin. Oh my gosh. Doesn't mean walk in sin.
But right.
If you do mess up, and we are going to mess up, then don't dwell on it. You know, repent quickly, move on. Just get it out. Move on. You're
move
blessed.
On.
You're already blessed. You already have salvation. You're already saved. You already have it.
Amen.
You have it in the life to come, and you have it now. Yeah, it talks about that in Romans.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool.
So,
all right, well, let's get rid of this one.
Okay.
We're going to need, we may need, like, someone's help on that. Yeah, I have a question before we tip this cow. I'm just curious.
Hey, come over here. Can
Who
you help
owns this field with all these sacred cows? And now they're not coming out telling us to get off their property. I, you know what? Before it's too late, let's just do it right now. Get rid of this cow. Here we go. Ready? One, two, three.
That sound doesn't get old.
Oh, my God.
That sound of that cow, like, whoomp.
I love it.
Getting tipped over.
Oh, here's a little baby one.
That's a beautiful thing.
What is this thing? We're all God's children. Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah, God created everybody, but not everyone relationally belongs to Him.
No, absolutely not.
And talk about Romans, that's Romans 8:15. But you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirits that we are children of God. We receive the spirit of adoption as sons and daughters.
Mm-hmm.
How? By receiving Jesus.
By receiving it, yeah. By
now we're children of God.
The free will.
Yeah.
Now we are. Because we're just responding to His invitation.
But those who don't have Jesus as their Savior, or the Holy Spirit inside of them, actually belong to Satan. They're actually children of Satan.
And unknowing.
And well, not, yeah, unknowing. I'm not saying that
not like
gonna,
I, yeah, I'm going to
devil
walk,
worship. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to walk with, you know, I'm intentionally going to walk with the devil. But unknowing. It says in Corinthians that they have blinders on.
Mm-hmm.
They can't see.
They don't know.
God of this world has blinded their eyes.
Right. They're unknowingly children of Satan.
Yes.
Devil's their father.
Devil is their father.
Oh, that's
So they're
creepy.
Not children of God. It is creepy. Ugh. It is creepy.
No thanks.
Well, you're a slave to whom you obey.
Mm-hmm.
You're one or the other. Like, right. We know that we love God and we obey God. He's our father. And that He has the best for us. People unwittingly obey the devil. Because the devil's whole plan is to just take out anything that God has ever done. So if you're not walking with God, you therefore by default are walking with the devil. And now he's your father.
That's it.
And now you're just walking according to the course of the world. And, you know, the devil's like, okay, this one's mine.
So I got you for a few hours, my man.
So there, God, this one is mine.
Did you say unwittingly or unwillingly?
They're unwittingly.
Unwittingly?
Yeah.
What does that
unwittingly,
mean?
Unwittingly, that means without conscience. They have no conscience that they're walking with the devil.
Oh, I don't think I've ever heard that word, unwittingly.
Yeah, unwittingly.
I thought you were trying to say unwillingly. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to cut that out.
You picked up something else today. Along with this,
I always learn something when I'm with Keith Axum.
Sacred cow field.
All right.
Anything All right. else you want to know? Let me help you out over there.
If I have any questions, I won't hesitate to ask. Okay, in the meantime, this sucker's going down.
All right.
One, two, three. Oh, man.
Womp.
It sounded like he hit that something on the wall.
That guy's halfway to China. Look into that hole. Look how far down he is. He's like way down there.
Woo. Hang on.
Hello!
Oh, there's one. Look, he's trying to get away.
Oh, he's looking. Look at the way he's looking at us.
Yeah.
He's walking as he's looking at us.
He's trying to get out of there.
Come here.
This one is, God blesses some, but not others.
Oh, that's why he's trying to get away.
Of course.
Because he knows how much garbage that belief has spread.
Yeah, because people who already have stuff, they already have things. And so they know God, and they've already, you know, financially arrived or whatever, or they're blessed financially, which God did anyway.
Right.
May feel like, you know, they're blessed, or other people may feel that those people are blessed, but they're not because of God's choosing. You know, God meets out favor to one, but not another, where we know that God is no respecter of persons. So what he will do for one, he will do for another.
Well, certainly.
And
in him, if they're in him.
In him, yeah. Exactly. We actually had somebody at a wedding, Christians, longtime Christians, tell us that God hasn't blessed them in that way. He hasn't blessed them financially.
And what?
Like, we were waiting, or we are waiting, and it hasn't come down from on high. So, naturally, the hair went up on the back of my neck. People have to know that it's ours. We receive it. We take it. We walk in it. We believe it. We confess it. We profess it.
Mm.
And walk in that. Because it's already happened in the spiritual realm.
That's right.
Everything that Jesus did when he said it was finished, salvation was ours. Everything he died for is ours. Prosperity, healing, deliverance.
So anybody can tap into it.
Anybody can tap into it. It's a process. You have to know that you know that you know that you're blessed.
Right.
Because, you know, the word, yeah, the Bible's a spiritual book, but it's also very practical
in
a lot of ways.
It is
practical. Sowing and receiving, which is how the world was designed. And everything is laid out. For us, it's just grabbing a hold of it. Mm-hmm. Grabbing a hold of what he did, saying, just thank you that you did it. I don't have to struggle with this now, all these things. I can walk in that. I can take it. I can receive it. Will you see it immediately? Maybe. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe not.
Right.
Maybe it might take a while. And part of this is us renewing our minds. And just coming to a place where we accept the things that God has done. It's like, you know, being wealthy. That in and of itself, that's another sacred cow. That, you know, wealth is something that's inherently evil. Like it's more godly to be in poverty than it is to be wealthy.
That's well, because people don't know how to read. Because they say, oh, money's the root of all evil.
Yeah. So the love of money.
Thank you.
The word says, the love of money. We don't want to love money, but just being wealthy, what can you do with wealth? You can do all kinds of stuff.
Sure.
The
love of anything other than God is the root of all kinds of evil.
But what you can do with money, you can fund the kingdom.
Ah.
You have, you know, you're thoroughly equipped. So where there's a need, you can give. You can sow into that. God gives seed to the sower. And you're thoroughly equipped for every good work. So if you got ungats, you're not going to be given to any causes.
If you see a need, you can't meet it. That's right. You can't meet it. I asked the Lord one day. I said, Lord, you really need my money? He said, I don't need your money. My body needs the money.
Mm.
I said, oh, that's true. Okay.
Yeah. Amen.
Makes a lot of sense.
So it's just, again, comes back to tradition and what we do, trying to add in our self-righteousness to what Jesus did.
Amen.
And that's where all these things start getting people off.
That's right. I think you should get this one yourself.
And a lot of it is,
I want to watch you in
action.
A
lot of it is being taught, unfortunately.
Well, you got to. Well, that's the thing. You got to know who you're being taught by.
Yeah. Amen. You got to know what to accept and what to reject. All right, I'm going to get this one.
You get this one. I'm going to watch you in action. Okay, here's Keith Axum.
Let me stretch a little first.
You this, better hurry up. He's walking bad boy. Back to the...
I got him. I got his tail.
Oh, whoa, whoa. He's not... Okay. He almost got away. He was trying to bite you.
I don't know.
He see those teeth?
He was huge.
Oh, he has a little baby one. Oh. I almost feel bad pushing one over. Look, he's so cute.
But he'll be big.
He, you know what he says? Cleanliness is next to godliness. Well, that's like an old one.
Oh, yeah.
Look, people around you might appreciate you being clean, but it's not in the Bible, okay?
Yeah.
You know, my parents used to use this to, like, motivate me to clean my room. You know? This unscriptural line.
You, I'm sure it motivated you.
Well, it didn't really motivate me. It wound up, you know what it wound up making me do? It wound up making me go to my room and I would paint Spider-Man on my wall.
So there. There's the motivation.
Oh, I'm not even gonna push this one. This one's gonna be easy. I can just blow. I'm gonna blow.
Yeah, I think you can blow him over. Yeah.
Wow.
That
was like nothing.
Yeah, that wasn't much. He was a little one.
A little baby calf.
He was a light one. Wow.
What?
Did you see that one back there? He's huge.
Oh, man, I thought that was a tractor.
He's the biggest one I've seen.
That is a huge one. I can't make out the sign on him.
He's blocking out the sun.
I thought that was a tractor. I thought that was a black tractor.
I can't see anything. He's black and white spots.
That's the biggest one we've ever seen.
This thing will trump us.
We got to figure out a way around this one.
We got to tip him. So we got to tip him quick.
He's not moving, though, which is good. I thought it was a parked tractor.
Okay, you ready? Go. You ready for what he is?
Yes.
The pastor holds all the authority in the church.
That's why he's so big. Okay. I don't know if I even want to touch this one.
I think you're just the man to touch this one. You are just the man.
Actually, my wife is just the woman to touch this one. But since she's not here.
Yeah, she's just a woman, too. But you're speaking on her behalf.
Here's the thing.
The two of you are one.
With pastors. Look, I love pastors, okay? A lot. I'm not saying all of them.
You're called specifically to minister to pastors.
Yes. Right? That's, well, Brother Tim McDonald.
Yeah.
He gave me a word back in the day.
Back in the day.
That we're supposed to be ministering to pastors. That's why the devil was trying to set me up, you know, so that I would not like pastors. Mm. Getting kicked out of two churches, the whole thing, right? Mm. A lot of pastors, I'm not saying all of them, God bless them. There's some that are just wonderful. Pastor Larry Clark comes to mind. But there are a lot of pastors that what they do is they do not enable, they do not give opportunity to the people in their churches to spread their spiritual wings. For example, no parking lot prophecies. Like, don't be giving prophetic words to one another in the parking lot. Where's the parking lot? Mm-hmm. Outside of the church building. Here's another one.
Well, that's in 2 Thessalonians, right?
Yeah. Right, 2 Thessalonians. Yeah. Here's another one. When you're praying for someone who's sick, just pray for them. Don't teach them anything.
Right.
You just pray for them.
Right.
Because, again, that keeps the pastor in control. And look, Graham Cook said this, all right, not me. So if you want to be mad at somebody, be mad at Graham Cook. He said, and I agree, that the reason that pastors do that is to keep control going and to keep the money in the church. So it's like to keep the money coming in.
Back to the money.
So we're back to, and you know what? That's fear.
Yeah.
That's all fear-based crap.
Yep. Especially if you're in a body serving God of all things.
Yeah. If you're learning
and
something.
You're trying to control.
Right. Yeah.
That's the spirit of witchcraft.
But, yeah, yes.
That's if religiosity as religious as you can get.
If you are in a church, you, Keith, let's say, and you're learning stuff, and it's biblical, and it's sound, and it's, you know, everything's right. But you're hearing every Sunday that the devil will give you what you want, but God will give you what you need. You know what I mean? That's just nonsense.
The hair went up on the back of my neck.
And that particular pastor is not in a place to receive the truth. Get out of that church.
Yeah.
Get out of there. They're trying to control you.
Yeah, Joseph Prince said, if you're in a body and you perceive life, you feel life, then that's the right place. But if you feel death, if you feel like condemnation, get out of there. It's the wrong place.
Very simple. If the teaching lines up with the word,
exactly,
and you see fruit,
which is life,
there you go. That's it.
If Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life.
And the life.
Yeah.
And the life. The living water. Amen. If you're getting fed and you see fruit and it's biblical, then leave it alone. You're good.
Yeah.
But if you're not being given an opportunity to be empowered, to minister yourself, get out of there! Really? Get out of there!
You know what the job is of a religious leader?
Of a religious leader?
Somebody who's in the body, who's in a leadership position.
To keep people bound.
Well, their true job, I'm talking about, their true job is to create leaders. Their true job is to create leaders. Now, if they have a religious spirit...
Well, you just said the true job of a religious leader.
Yes.
The true job of a religious leader is to keep people in bondage, because that's what religious means.
Okay, I'm talking about somebody...
A spiritual leader.
In a sense of, in a Christian...
So the true job of a spiritual leader.
Somebody, yes.
Okay,
somebody who's
leader.
In a leadership position.
Threw me off there.
Yes. Yes, their real job is to create other leaders.
Other leaders, yeah, I agree.
Now, if, rather than that, they're actually creating followers, then that's condemned. That's religion, and
doesn't work.
It's time to go.
It's time to go.
It's time to
That's
move
right.
on.
If you're a follower of anybody but Jesus, look, it's
Get
okay.
On down.
There's nothing wrong. Like Paul even said it.
Mm-hmm.
Imitate me as I imitate Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. Yeah, for a season,
right.
Follow him.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be followers of anybody but Jesus.
Yeah.
Right?
This is scripture. Some follow Apollos, some follow Paul, some follow this one, that one. But we're all followers
exactly.
of Jesus.
Let me tell you something Tim McDonald does. Every Monday night we go to Starbucks, as you know.
Yeah, Starbucks. Good place.
It's a great place. Well, we went to Starbucks before coming to the field today.
Yes,
we did.
To
get our coffee.
I'm still drinking it.
Can you get a bigger... What is that? 32 ounce now?
You got it for me.
I did get it for you.
It's the extra large or the Vente, whatever it
anyway, is. Anyway, this is what Tim McDonald does. I've seen him do this time and time again. Mm. A new believer will come to the meeting, right? Just kind of hanging out. And like I'll sometimes give him a word, let's say, right? And Tim will then take that and say to the new person, okay, you've just gotten a word from the prophet of God. Here's what you do. And then he would explain to him what to do with that word. And he would groom this new believer.
Mm-hmm.
And now this new believer is out ministering to people. Doing his own thing in the sense of, you know, he's duplicating what Tim did in his life.
Right.
That's how you do it. But the guy was following me, he was following Tim for a little bit, and now he's doing his own thing. Now he's out there actively, accurately, and successfully pursuing the call and doing the work.
Amen.
Which is awesome. That's how you do it.
Amen.
You don't go sit Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, sometimes on Wednesday night, and just watch the talking heads and then you leave. What is that? When did church become watching a talking head? Thank you. And with that, let's go get the... I don't even know how to... You know what? Holy Spirit, you're going to have to help us with this one big time. I mean, I know you helped us with the elements, but this one we really need to see a manifestation of super strength.
Need like a...
In Keith and me.
Need like a backhoe over here for this
Even one. Though we are in phenomenal shape.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. You know what I said? We just push and we just trust Holy Spirit to get this one thing. His eyes are turning red.
Yeah.
His eyes. Look at his eyes.
Yeah, in fact, I say we trust the Holy Spirit so much we just like each lay a finger on it.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
With the power of God that's in us.
Let's go. One, two, three, touch.
Whoa.
He actually has X's for eyes.
Oh my gosh. He's down there. I can't even see him. He went so far.
Wow, man.
Holy cow.
Holy cow.
Holy cow.
Well, that's a hole and there's a cow in it.
Woo.
I'm going to yell into it again. Sacred cow! Oh, man. He is deep.
Hey. The Holy Spirit does it.
Dude.
It's done.
That was awesome.
It's done.
That's beyond done. That was crazy. I loved it. Crazy in a good way. God crazy.
Those cows are toast. Stick a fork in them. They are.
I don't see anything else out here. A couple weeds.
Yeah. You know what? I think.
Oh, there's the tractor. Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow. Look at the size of the tractor compared to that cow that I thought was the tractor.
There's probably a few others around here, but
We gotta leave.
Maybe we'll clean them.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Another time. Yeah, we can't be sitting here in the
I can't be doing this all day.
Concrete field all day. I'm knocking over these.
Let's get back to the car quick.
Yeah, I got stuff to do here.
I don't want that that field owner to come out and start shooting at us.
Or the shopping center owner either.
Oh, let's get back in the car. Here we go. Again with the third door.
Here.
You notice I was opening it twice. A fourth time. Here. Oh, yeah, we need to get out of here, man.
Yeah.
Well, hey, listeners, I'm sure you enjoyed today's second installment of
Sacred Cow Tipping.
Oh, anyway, I can't even close it out.
And until next time, remember, we love you. God loves you. Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.
Sacred cow.
Hey, wait. Don't forget to go to historywithgod.org to sign up for the Inner Court Club. It has exclusive content not available anywhere else at only $2.99 a month. You can enjoy watching Keith, Teresa, Tim, James, Mary, Christina, and Frank in behind-the-scenes videos, never-before-seen photos, on-the-spot teaching, and other hilarious material. Because as the word says, laughter doeth good like a medicine. Proverbs 17:22. Join the Inner Court Club today, only at ahistorywithgod.org.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from A History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. Sign up for your free daily devotion today at ahistorywithgod.com and click on contact. Type in your name and email address and you'll be all set. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.